Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerang Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerang, Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties will check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomerang Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center on 106 Skyler Street in Boomerang, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. The amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomervilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James down here in the central of here, Oneonta, New York. I want to say hello to everyone up there in the Boonville area.
Oh, good evening, Kevin. What's going on tonight down there in Oneonta?
We had a pretty decent day down here, day number 4, where we had actually spring-like conditions hit a high of 63 down here, central southern tier. We're going to have clear skies on the overnight down here with a low of about 29, and tomorrow may be day number 5 that we actually see. I tell you what, I'll turn it back over to you because there may be other people that would like to check in. I'll say 73s. This is KD2FPM checking in via Echolink, and thank you, Jeff, for this link.
All right. Thank you, Kevin, for checking in. And I'm glad you're getting the same kind of spring weather we're getting here. And boy, it feels nice. Snow's almost gone. I mean, there's, you know, the snow banks and stuff, there's still a couple here and there. And around the house where it slid off the roof and everything. But the yards are pretty much all cleared up and ready for the, I see a lot of the flowers poking through. So spring is on its way. All right. Well, thank you for checking in. You have a good evening. And we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. This is KD2AIT. Are there any check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Well, for myself, let's see, kind of a busy day here at work, and I got to work here tonight, so I'm still. Team managed to get out and take a walk up on the towpath. Beautiful night out. A little windy, but not too bad. Nothing to complain about. See, the ducks are back up on the canal, and I see the pickereler in there swirling around. They must be getting hungry out there feeding. The water is still pretty low in the canal, so you can see them almost every time they move in there. And that's about it. Got a get this work done and head off to bed. I got early morning bunch of stuff to do. So, all right. Are there any check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? This is KD2AIT.
And 5AOW. Good evening, Jeff.
And 5AOW. Bill, good evening. Tell me it was warm enough for you to go out there and get another 9 holes in.
And 5AOW. I wish it actually it was, but I didn't get to do that. I had some work down in the garage. I was doing a little clean up and trying to get rid of some drainage that comes in when the snow melts. Had that one, it was froze over the top and it came in from underneath the door. So I was working on that today, but I got a couple of things well, at least cleaned up a little bit, and my water line going down from the house to the garage. I got looking at that kind of trying to figure out what I'm going to do to repair it. I guess when the ice come down or the snow come down off the roof of the garage, it pushed it down. It broke it in the one joint. It's fixable, not a problem. Just another chore to do. You know, you need those. They keep you going. They keep you busy. So sounds like you had fun getting out on the canal there. I didn't realize they had pickerel in the canal. Wonder if they're large enough to fish for. But never get out that way. Sometime I ought to do that. Just maybe stop by with a fishing pole and see if it's worthwhile trying to catch one. But other than that, not a whole lot going on. It was a nice day. I got some fertilizer on the lawn. A couple other little things done. Got myself wet with the hose because I dropped the thing, and you know how that goes. That's the one with the handle on the back, and it it landed on the handle, and guess who got wet? So I guess I needed that second shower today. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. Have a good one, and fly VLW.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what that's like. I've done that a million times. I can't tell you. You need to come up with one of those nozzles there that you can drop it on the ground and we'll spray it. Anyway. Yeah, I used to take the boys up there because the canal's right behind my house. I used to take them right there and show them, taught them how to fish there. It was easier than taking them out somewhere. You know, just show them the basics. And yeah, you can pull pickerel out as long as your forearm in there, and it's just as big. So yeah, there. And you can get some bass on some ends, and in some places it kind of, you know, that canal kind of meanders into other, you know, types of other bodies of water. So there's, you know, bass, and then on one end there's not quite in the canal, but just on the edge of the canal, there's another little pond there that in Blueville there, they stock that with trout. I know I see people fishing down there for a long time. I never really fished there. There's so many freshwater places, you know, so many natural places to fish for trout. There's no point for me to go there, but the canal is stocked right full of pickerel, and I hope someday maybe it gets stocked full of bullheads. That'd be nice. You know, go back there and pull those things out for on a Friday night fish fry. Anyway, thanks, Bill. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins with the Black River Valley Service Net.
KA2AIT.
KC2NBU.
Alright, there's two more. KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff, and everybody on board. So, it wasn't too bad a day here again today. We had got to about 60. Same as yesterday. Only today we had a lot more sunshine. We had all day sunshine. So, not too bad. We have clear of snow down our way. I say that today, that means tomorrow it'll probably snow, but that's our weather in this area. In northern New York City. So, that's about it. Not much more to report. Just 7 trees all around. KA2ZNZ.
That's all right, Jack. It's a risk worth taking. We'll see. Hopefully, I'm heading up in camp here. I'm hoping the snow is going to be pretty much done in there, too. I'm going to take a spin up there tomorrow just to double check before I head in for the weekend. But all right, well, thanks for checking in there, and you have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see, we'll move over to KC2MBU. Ray, what's going on?
Jeff, we got 44 degrees up here, and just calling it a day. I was going to go out and work for another hour, but I changed my mind.
Well, all right. Well, somebody asked me yesterday, I think it was. They asked me if you did warranty work for Ford, and I said I had no idea. But I gave them your email address anyway, so you might be getting an email question on that.
Yeah, you have to be an authorized Ford dealer to do Ford warranty work and get paid for it. I mean, anybody can fix something, but only the authorized Ford dealers get reimbursed.
Okay, Roger. I didn't know, so I said, instead of guessing, I just gave him your email there for the so they can contact you. At least you can point in the right direction. Who knows? Maybe you get a future sale out of it someday. All right. Well, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. This is KD2AIT looking for check-in. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service tent, return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Kevin out there in Oneonta, and Bill, and Jack, and Ray for checking in, and say 73 is to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Yeah, I do have quick traffic there for stations checking in tonight. The OCTEN report for last month, which is very short, as you know. So, stations for the next 10 minutes, please.
Says. NTWBX, good evening, Jack.
Says. KD2AIT, good evening.
Okay, I got N2WBX, hello Dennis. KD2AIT, hello again Jeff. And stand by a minute, this is all booked traffic, it'll only take a minute to pass. See if we got any other stations there looking for additional stations for our camp.
N5AOW, good evening Jack.
KC2NBU.
Okay, and the last station's coming in there. Please stand by just a minute. 10-5-AOW, hello Bob. KC2NBU, hello Ray. Thank you both. Thank you all for checking in tonight. And another station. Okay, let me pass the traffic as a book form. And as I give you your number, you can acknowledge, you know, you can ride to it for me. So, as I say, this is the OCTEN report for March. Routine, KA2ZNZ, 10, Liverpool, New York, April 1. Brakes. March OCTEN report, stations 940. Traffic 307. Sessions 31. 73 mark, 73 break. Mark KB2KOJ, and as you all know, he's my assistant, that manager on ACAM. Okay. If anyone needs fills or anything else, just let me know. And let's see here, KD2AIT, number 357.
Roger, 357.
Okay, no particular order here, N2WBX, 358.
N2WBX, copy.
Thank you both, KC2NBU number 356.
356.
Thank you, sir. And N5AOW 359.
N5AOW, copy 359.
Okay, very good. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. We like to get that, gives you an idea of what's going on with the net. So, thank you very much. Any other stations before I move along? Actually, this is a good night for me to pass the traffic because most of this week I've been bombarded with the repeater out of Rochester tonight. It's pretty quiet, which I appreciate. So, 7-3 is to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Dynamite.